you look back at it now and it's kind of like, well, you should have been doing more.
Gus first heard of the Holocaust years ago.
Maybe fourth or fifth grade. It just sounded so absurd and crazy to me. Just so mind-blowing that something like this would ever happen.
He and other Rogers High School juniors visited Gonzaga University this week to view the largest genocide in history through an American lens. Gus's classmate Connor.
The topic of the exhibit is America's involvement in the Holocaust and the way that America reacted to Nazism and fascism.
Gonzaga was among just 50 venues across the country selected to host the Americans and the Holocaust traveling exhibition from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. Brad Mathis is GU's Associate Dean for Library Services. He said the D.C. exhibition took a decade to create. Now smaller pieces are being sent across the country.
So basically 250 applicants, only 50 libraries got it.
The exhibit is located on the third floor of the Foley Library. It's drawn college students, visitors from the general public, and middle and high school field trippers like those from Rogers.
So I bet we're going to hit probably close to 5,000 people, which is might set a record for this library, which is pretty cool.
Social studies teacher Carrie Docterman said partnering with higher ed institutions to get students on campus is always a plus.
But more importantly, with the Holocaust Museum, letting kids know what happened and how the United States reacted is extremely important. Usually the kids know a little bit from middle school about the Holocaust, but they never tie it to what was happening here in the United States, why did react, and then we've actually tied it to a lot of current events that are going on, whether it's with refugees, whether it's with immigrants, and the rise of anti-Semitism right now in the United States.
So it's important to know the history so that we don't repeat prior events, because things like the deportations in Sweden and then obviously the new president in Italy being elected are kind of scary things on a global scale.
Nearby, Connor's classmate Selena jots notes about a display on Jewish emigration to the U.S.
I didn't know that you actually needed a sponsor from a U.S. citizen to actually emigrate to the U.S. And I think that's really difficult because back then you don't have like social media or like worldwide connections. Everything's on letter, so you have to really be connected to, you know, make that migration.
It's more impactful for people to actually see like historical evidence of things that happened firsthand rather than just like reading about it in a textbook in a 50-minute class.
In or out of the classroom, Carrie says her job is to get students to consider how what happened impacts what's happening.
Anything that we can make relevant to them to see how the past connects to the present, we're going to do as history teachers.
Gus agrees.
I think if you don't learn about it, certain aspects of it will repeat itself, because lack of knowledge creates almost arrogance, I feel, which can lead to more problems.
The exhibit ends October 6th and admission is free. You can find details at gonzaga.edu/holocaustexhibit.